at the U.S. Air Force Academy, north end of El Paso County. We were just doing a little joking with Doug Price from Visit Colorado Springs because, you know, we feel so sorry for him. He had to take a trip overseas to Italy, and I'm going like, yeah. Welcome back.
Doug. Welcome back, Doug. Thank you. Was it Thank hard you. To leave
Well,
Italy?
It was hard to leave Italy, but coming home to Olympic City, USA is yes. always, you know, makes it even more special.
Yeah, we were That's joking that sure. you're going to be the new, you know, director at Visit
Tuscany.
Tuscany, yeah. We like
it. But actually, this is the time of year when lots of your listeners have friends and family coming in
Absolutely.
To visit.
Absolutely. And there's so many things you can do for the holidays.
Well, there
here.
Is. And so all these things we're going to talk about, I would encourage people to go to visitcos.com and take a look at our seasonal events. And just like, you know, they talk about on Peak Radar, the things that we've got this month are just kind of endless. It's amazing.
Yeah, so, the list goes on and on, doesn't it?
Exactly. So, you know, this weekend, obviously, Saturday is the big parade of lights. It starts at 5:50 p.m. Downtown.
So not 5:49.
No.
Or 5:51.
They will step off at 5:50. That's what everybody's saying.
Okay.
And the weather looks good for Saturday.
Yeah, it does, you know, actually.
Yeah, better than Thursday. So for the weekend, the weather should be great.
Of course, you want to bundle up.
Of course, but yeah. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo Electric Safari kicks off Friday night. It's this weekend, December. It really runs from December 6th through January 1st, but it's 6 to 8, 13 to 23, and then Christmas yeah. Day through New Year's Day.
But, and I've been to that. That's cool.
It's amazing.
That is, you know,
isn't
for,
it?
Yeah, kids of all ages,
yes.
right? Those of us.
And, I mean, we had a blast at Boo at yeah. the zoo, so now it's, electric safari.
The for those of you who are up in Teller County, Cripple Creek Gold Camp Christmas, mm-hmm. where you can take a self-guided tour through the ghost town mine headframes and things like that, that's now going on. Cave of the Winds has already started their illumination festival that goes through January 5th. Now the Broadmoor Seven Falls is the winter lights are up now through February. And, you know, wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
That's
well,
right.
I'm sure there's
just,
a lot,
just,
right?
You know, the Broadmoor Holiday Show that's going to feature Debbie Boone this year.
Debbie Boone, that's right.
His will start on December 13th and 14th. The Holiday Market at Commonweal Artists is now through December 30th.
Okay.
So lots of things that you can go down there and get for Christmas gifts. Skate in the Park.
Is that up? It's up and running
it is,
now.
It is open now, and they're going to actually extend this one, Renee, all the way through February 23rd
this year.
Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and they're going to take advantage, really. You know, we've got the hockey game coming up President's Day weekend.
Yes.
So the idea of being outside, not on the skates, is going to continue through February. The Santa Express trains running now through December 30th down in Canyon City.
You know what? We had one of our coworkers that just went on that with his family.
Yes.
Had a blast.
Oh, I mean, that's a memory for a lifetime.
It is.
You know,
between
that and going to the North Pole.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got things here that we have a Victorian Christmas that's over at Marymount Castle and Yule Tea at the Glen Eyrie Castle. It just goes on and on. So I would encourage listeners, again, to come to visitcos.com, take a look at our seasonal events, and all the restaurant special offerings, these events and more are all listed there for everybody to.
Well, and some of these you do need to get your tickets.
It helps.
Yeah, because it sells out quickly. My understanding is, and I don't know, you make over at... Oh my gosh, I have a 30th bike. the Christmas show.
Oh, up at Glen Eyrie?
At Glen Eyrie.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear that sells out like very quickly.
That is, yes. That is one that you'll want to get tickets.
Get your tickets now.
Get tickets and reservations.
Okay.
In advance, yeah. But it's special. So there was lots of great things in Tuscany, but there were lots of reasons to come back to
yes.
Colorado
Absolutely.
Springs.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy some fantastic wine?
Well, we did. I mean, you know, I think that's...
We're all jealous
the beauty,
right now.
frankly, the beauty of the travel industry is,
oh, yeah.
you know, being able to plan and go do things. And mm-hmm. so when you do that for a living, it's fun to go
experience
the cultures and the people of some place that we had never been before. And we would love to go back sometime.
Perfect. Right, well, we're glad you came.
Put that on the bucket list, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's great. But I want to wish you all a very, very happy holiday. And yes. It's great to see you all.
Absolutely, you. Doug. It's always a pleasure. Thank you. And have a good Christmas season, okay?
Thank you very, very much.
And visit COS.
And visit COS.com.
That's the place to go. 7:41, KRDO's Morning News.